Securitize heads to the NYSE under SECZ via Cantor Speke merger. Securitize, the platform that issues and administers many of the largest tokenized real-world assets, is set to begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker SECZ on July 2, 2026. The listing follows a vote by shareholders of Cantor Equity Partners II to approve a SPAC merger that is scheduled to close on July 1, according to a June 30 report from Cointelegraph, citing the announcement. The move puts one of the core pieces of the tokenization stack onto public equity markets at a moment when crypto sentiment is weak. As of June 30, 2026, the CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sits at 17, in extreme fear territory, with Bitcoin at 59,723 and Ether at 1,090. A SPAC closing into that backdrop signals that the institutional appetite for asset tokenization is running on a different clock than the spot market. The company behind the listing Securitize is best known as the transfer agent and tokenization partner for BlackRock's USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund, traded on-chain as BUIDL. It also administers tokenized products for other large asset managers, handling the issuance, compliance, and investor records that let a regulated fund exist as a token on a public blockchain. That role sits at the unglamorous middle of the market. Not the asset, not the chain, but the registry and rulebook that connect the two. A public listing changes the disclosure picture for that middle layer. Once SECZ trades, the company takes on quarterly reporting, audited financials, and the scrutiny that comes with a ticker. For a sector that has leaned heavily on private valuations and press release totals, a tokenization administrator filing real numbers is a useful data point. The SPAC route and the timing Cantor Equity Partners Thucent is one of several blank check vehicles tied to Cantor Fitzgerald that have been used to bring crypto-adjacent businesses to market. The structure lets a private company merge into an already listed shell rather than running a traditional IPO roadshow, which can be faster when a firm wants a public currency for deals and credibility with institutional clients. The timing is the part worth sitting with. Bitcoin is down close to 7% on the week, and Ether is off roughly 8%, and U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs are tracking toward their worst month of outflows since launch. A company choosing to ring the bell into that tape is betting that tokenized funds, treasuries, and credit are a structural growth story rather than a sentiment trade. Tokenized stock trading on Solana recently crossed $1 billion in a single week, and asset managers like Invesco have moved to file for tokenized funds aimed at stablecoin reserves. Securitize is positioning itself as the registry those products run through. The connection to spending and stablecoins tokenization is not an abstract back-office concern for anyone who spends crypto. The same rails that let a money market fund settle as a token are the rails that increasingly back stablecoin spending products and yield-bearing balances. When a card or wallet lets you hold a tokenized treasury fund and spend against it, a regulated administrator is doing the work of tracking who owns what and enforcing transfer rules. A publicly listed Securitize adds a layer of accountability to that plumbing. For users weighing custodial products, the financial health of the firms running the registry matters. Counterparty risk does not disappear just because an asset is tokenized. The lesson from past custodial failures is that frozen balances can follow insolvency regardless of how modern the technology looks. Public reporting at least makes the balance sheet visible. It also fits a broader institutional drift into crypto infrastructure. Charles Schwab recently turned on Bitcoin trading for its asset base, and traditional finance names keep buying into the rails rather than the tokens. Securitize listing on the NYSE is another step in that direction.